You are listening to Real World News.
European countries fail to meet expectations in fight against climate change. Friends of the Earth Europe's Climate Justice and Energy Coordinator Sonja Meister warned that while climate change advances, the governments of the region are not implementing the necessary actions to face it. Our governments are not considering any options which will bring about the urgent transition to clean energy we need to protect the planet, she said. Instead, governments are making plans which please polluting industry and keep us relying on dirty coal and gas. Europe must adopt 3 strong binding targets for cutting emissions, cutting energy use, and increasing renewable energy for all European Union countries for 2030, highlighted Meister in a press release issued by Friends of the Earth Europe on March 21st. That day, 28 heads of state and government of the European Union discussed in Brussels climate and energy targets for 2030. Friends of the Earth Europe considers that the options the governments of the region are considering put dirty industry interests ahead of citizens on the planet. On March 20th, hundreds of people protested outside the meeting of the heads of state and government at the European Council for the lack of urgent action on climate change by the European Union. The protest was called by Friends of the Earth Europe and was supported by several other organizations. They called for a clean, safe energy future that puts people at the center, not polluting corporations. The European Union 2030 package, debated during the meeting, would see the European Union commit to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by 2030 compared to 1990 levels. The package contains no binding targets for individual countries to increase in renewable energies or to cut energy consumption. These targets are dangerously inadequate and off the radar of what science tells us is necessary to avert catastrophic climate change, reads Friends of the Earth Europe's press release. The Environmental Network believes green emissions must be reduced by at least 60% by 2030, and there must be binding targets to reduce energy use by a minimum of 50% and increase the share of renewables to at least 45%. This would reduce Europe's dependency on polluting energies like coal and shale gas. Additionally, the European Union needs to provide financial support for climate action in developing countries, concluded Friends of the Earth Europe.
You are listening to Real World News.